What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back. It is In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. That over there, that is Scott Bogman.
Hello.
The arch nemesis, so Swamp Thing. That got me. You got me good there. that real close up. Hello. I am Chris Welsh, the Welsh. And you can find us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh? That's me. And Scott Bogman on Bogman Sports. You can do that.
Hello.
Hello. Did you know the Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player, Bogman?
I did.
Flatter prize pools, smaller fields, and single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor always has fun. Dare you say so much fun contest going
on. So much fun.
This year, Fantasy Factor is running a $100,000 home run derby. Simply sign up and enter at www.fantasyfactor.com. Go check them out. We are going to talk baseball for pretty much the next 2 hours. All prospects in hour three. Blessing is joined me on my show Prospect One. If you want to talk prospects, you want to listen to that show. If I do say so for myself, I think I do one of the better prospect shows in the land. Confirmation, Bogman?
Absolutely. Thank you. It's my favorite. It's the only one I listen to.
Thank you very much. I mean, because you have to. That is the... so I'm going to give you pretty much a preview of the most recent episode with my interview with Chris Blessing. We're going to talk about Juan Soto, who is just lighting the prospect world up on fire. And I do a cool segment in season called the Top 10, Not 10, highlighting prospects that are not top 10 guys. And you'll get a little bit of that. So you're going to hear all of that in hour two. We're going to talk baseball here, but I have got a question non-baseball related that I have got to hit at you, Mr. Bogman.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so the pre-birthday, this is my birthday present for this weekend. Karchner Caverns, going in the caverns, going to Tombstone, little OK Corral. I love Westerns. And then we are going to do a paranormal tour. What?
You're like, going to the OK Corral. I love Westerns. Like, you just had to throw that in.
I do. I absolutely. There's not a Western I can think of. Well, I shouldn't say that. Not the biggest fan of the old spaghetti Westerns. Like,
okay.
Even the real old, like, Eastwood stuff, like, what's like Fistful of Dollars and stuff like that. Like, Good, Bad, and the Ugly. It's dicey. Like, Unforgiven, like, you know, 90s and up type of stuff. Remakes are great. Any of that stuff.
How about Red Dead Redemption? You like that Western?
I think they had a preview for the new one coming out. You see it?
Yeah.
That's going to be the thing that's going to get you a PS4, right?
I mean, maybe. So, pretty. I just moved. Had a lot of security deposits I had to pay because of my cats. So, we'll see. We'll see if I can ever afford anything again, ever.
Yeah,
so.
If I had time, I would totally do it. Red Dead was like one of the... I mean, that even just... heightened everything about my love for Westerns. The problem for me, though, is I love the side stuff. I would spend 4 hours in the saloon playing poker, and then when they would beat me on stupid hands, I'd get up and shoot everybody. That was my problem with that game.
Good thing you weren't alive in those Western days.
I mean, that would still be me. That would have been me. So,
did you hear that? I don't mean to run us off on a tangent, but did you hear that Grand Theft Auto 5 sold like $6 billion worth of stuff?
Oh yeah, because they went to downloadable content. They literally created like
God almighty,
like new games, like new versions of the game. The downloadable content changed everything because they could charge $60 for the game, and then they can charge like whatever they do, $20 for every piece of downloadable content, which they've already made the game. They're just making cool new stuff. It's ingenious. And Grand Theft Auto, it's number one. And there's no shocker to any of it. They're going to do the same thing with Red Dead. Hopefully they do another zombie one. They'll do some other crap. Who knows what it is? Maybe a Westworld. Oh, God. If they did a Westworld version, they have to do a Westworld with robots.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. Okay, so here's a question, though. Totally sidetracked. Going to a Western town. We're traveling. What is the best snack when you're on a road trip?
Best road trip snack.
Snack.
This is a difficult one because it's
got
can't
a lot
too,
of ideas.
It can't be too messy because you're in the car.
So that you're that's kind of eliminating like
because I like peanuts. Like I like just like if you're at a ball game, I love peanuts because. But you can just crack the shell and throw it on the ground, but you can't do that in the car.
Yeah, but you can have the not shelled peanuts.
Sure, sure. Honey roasted peanuts. I think if you get a big old box of those, that's pretty solid.
You can just get a bag of Planters, like salted peanuts that are just the nut.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Or you could do that. I don't know why you asked me and then gave me answers.
Well, no, like
you asking me or you just want to say what you want to say?
Yeah, but you went to like, I need peanuts that are in shells like I'm at a baseball game.
No. What I said the honey roasted.
Okay,
I was
like
being the Planters.
Judging. Yeah, I was judging. Okay, so that's one. So nuts. I don't think that's the top
option.
That's
pretty solid. I don't know, man.
I really like chips.
Chips I like. Cool Ranch Doritos, always a go-to.
Yeah,
cheese.
Nacho's
Doritos.
Tough, though, because your fingers.
That's true. But if you bring some wet naps with you, you know.
But then that's just another step. I mean, do I need to get on the Twitter? And, like, I don't know if this is a poll. Like, is this
a
poll?
You're right. It's not a poll. You just have to hear the suggestions.
Yeah, because
you need to Twitter that out. Twitter that out real quick.
Okay, so.
That needs to be. Don't give options.
What is
just
the best
road trip
snack?
Pistachios are pretty good, but once again, with the shells.
Yeah, I'll put you on this, and I'll put FNTSY.
Sunflower seeds. Do you like sunflower? I don't even know if you like sunflower.
I don't like sunflower seeds, but this you specifically said don't want messy stuff, and you're picking stuff that you have to like spit out everywhere.
Well, how about a cup, guy? It's not that hard.
You like chew, you're spitting. No, that's multiple. You need
it's
like
seeds. No, you spit seeds into your water, your McDonald's cup that you've clearly had for breakfast.
I gotta be honest with you.
McDonald's for breakfast.
I gotta be honest with you. Your snack takes are so horrible. I am shocked. I expected
absolutely
so much
not.
From you.
Sunflower seeds are good, man. That's a good road
tweet
snack.
At me. Is it the Welsh? Tell me what your road snacks are, because I cannot believe what I'm hearing from Bogman that these are the choices. It cannot be sunflower seeds. Oh my God! The first one is
sunflower
seeds. Oh my! Of course, it's from Tony Kohler, though. So
yes,
that means nothing. That means
nothing. Tony knows. He knows.
That is the wildest
take ever. Best take ever. Your takes are horrible. All you're gonna say is candies and freaking warheads.
I'll tell you though, Sour Patch Kids top of the list.
See. Sour Patch Kids.
No, but
Cool Ranch. You can't eat Sour Patch Kids for 4 hours.
Oh, Cool Ranch, though.
Kill yourself.
You were on it. That's just a horrible take. Jesus Christ, sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds, excellent choice.
Okay, so you've got... Okay, how about Pringles? I feel like Pringles are a really good choice. Because you could do you could do the nacho... Okay, who is this? Chad says beef jerky. Beef jerky is probably...
Solid.
A top option. That's like a top three beef jerky, right? I think chips, and I'm going to say Cool Ranch. Cool Ranch is the chip of choice. Like you could go Lay's or something like that, but you can't go nacho cheese Doritos because of the mess. So Cool Ranch.
I think you can.
Jerky.
You just need some. You just need a little preparation with the snack. If you have some wet wipes, you have some paper towels. Maybe you're drinking some water. You can put a little bit of water on the towel.
Preparation.
Wipe those fingers down. You're good. You just have to have a little bit of preparation.
I just don't think so. Okay, how about another one? How about like a good like a bar, you know, like a Cliff Bar or something like that. I feel like that's like a really solid one.
I feel like that's the starter. You know what I mean? That's either stop by. My move would be stop by McDonald's. You get the your Egg McMuffin or your bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit and your large Coke. And you roll out, and then you get a bag of sunflower seeds because you stop by the gas station too, and then you spit the sunflower seeds into the McDonald's cup.
I'm shocked.
You just don't like
you.
Sunflower seeds.
No, I don't like sunflower seeds. I'm just shocked that that is your choice. I got the one though. I think this is number three because we've got beef jerky and Cool Ranch. I think number three on the top three, Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its solid, but
I think I think Cheez-Its actually might be number one.
Definitely not number one for me, but I like Cheez-Its. I think it's good. I think you got to you got to diversify with your Cheez-Its. You got to get the white cheddar ones. You got to get the regular ones. You get those pizza jobs in there. Like, what you need is the variety pack of Cheez-Its.
But see, the only problem because with the variety pack, they do the jalapeno one, though.
That's good, too. Nah. You just can't eat all plain Cheez-Its the whole way.
I couldn't agree more about the white cheddar one, though. That's really important. The white cheddar, you might have to buy two bags.
See, you can trade. You can find someone else that doesn't want. Don't they have a variety pack, like if you go to Costco?
But I think you have to have, like, all of them.
So you just want to throw away the ones that you don't
like. I don't want the jalapeno one. That's like getting...
And you're so picky.
But that's like getting that stupid popcorn bin where it's like normal popcorn, cheese, and then you get the caramel. It's like, I don't want the caramel with this. Like, get out of here.
It's all pretty good. I like all that stuff. You're picky.
I am a little bit picky, but all right. We need more choices here. So tweet at me. Is it the Welsh? I put Bogman on it, so he retweeted it. What is the best road snack? So far, all I'm seeing are sunflower seeds and beef jerky. Current top three is Cheez-Its, Cool Ranch Doritos, and beef jerky. Nope. Please, people, vote in here. I can't do this with sunflower seeds. All right. It's very important. It is a very important topic. And why more people haven't weighed in, this is, like, incredibly important. I'm going to be on the road. I need to know the thoughts because I might be missing something. There's a whole other conversation, by the way, too. What is the best road fast food joint? What's the best one to go to? And I feel like...
Ooh, that's difficult because it can't be too heavy, you know?
And I got a wild one, though. I feel like Subway is everywhere, and that's a pretty good one to stop and do, but it's more messy than probably any other place.
Yeah, and then you're getting your lettuce and your onions all over the place, especially if you're driving.
You can't do McDonald's because McDonald's is going to put you in the toilet. Like, that one's not good for on the road. Taco Bell feels like the best, but it's messy, too.
Yeah, if you go on breakfast, you can go McDonald's, but I don't want lunch.
Yeah, it's lunch. I don't know, man. I'm not sure there's a right choice, so people can...
Fast food joint. I feel like, you know, back in the day, it probably would be Taco Bell because you can get stuff that isn't messy.
You get like a burrito. Yeah.
Right. That's not...
A shredded chicken burrito with some cheese.
See if the burrito's getting too big, a little messy. Same thing with Chipotle.
Oh, here's one. Yeah. Aaron Haas just he weighed in. Snyder's sweet and salty pretzel pieces.
Pretzel. Salted good caramel. Ball.
Pretzel, yeah, I mean, he got very specific, and oh my God, do these look good. Salted caramel ones. But just the pretzels in general, that's pretty high on the list. Oh, here we go. Yance. He weighed in hours old Taco Bell leftover. So I think that might have answered our Taco Bell.
that's a pretty solid one too. You're absolutely right. These Snyder's of Hanover look
good. Oh my God! Yeah. Everyone go search it. Sweet and salty pretzel pieces, salted.
I do
caramel.
Like that he put the link in to buy them too. I like that.
Yeah, this is probably like an Amazon link. He's
$3.29. So.
Oh really?
Like that a lot.
All right. Well, on the other, we'll talk some baseball here. But on the other side of the break, I will tell you what I bought because I've got. I currently because you got to stock up a little bit beforehand. I'll tell you what I got, and we'll see if anyone has picked any of those choices. But spoiler alert: I only have one of the top three that we talked about on my current list that I purchased.
Beef jerky.
Yeah, totally beef jerky. Yeah, that's the one. We got a couple things. I mean, I'm totally distracted. I can't even figure out like what the hell we're all supposed to talk about. I'm thinking about the snacks. Like I'm watching Twitter just so intently. Like why
you're on a
more.
Diet now too. So talking about awesome snacks is like you know watching porn. You know for
my
anyone else.
And you know what my wife did too. Sorry, we're just not going to talk sports in this whole thing. I'm at the store and I'm getting a few things and I'm like, okay, I got this. And I'm like, is that it? And she's like, I want something sweet. And I'm like, oh, you want it now or for later? And she's like, for on the trip. And I was like, oh, what do you want? Because, yeah, okay, I'm on a diet, but I get to kind of let loose.
This is the sexy talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me more.
What kind of food do you want, baby?
What kind of package should it be in? How do we unwrap it?
And she's like, I think I want some Sour Patch Kids. And I'm at a Sprouts, and all they have are these big, like, containers of Sour Patch Kids that are like, you know, they're like $7 worth. And I was like, well, there's kind of a lot of them. Do you want that? She's like, just get those. And I was like, yeah, let's do this. So now I have a reason to munch down on some Sour Patch Kids. That's probably the most excited I am about any of these snacks.
Yeah. Let me ask you something and be honest.
Okay.
Is the best part of your trip going to be the snacking on the way there?
It's very likely. It's like, I'll be honest with you. So we're going to cave. We're going into Tombstone. We're going in a cave. We're paranormal, doing a paranormal tour. Of those three things, that might be 3, 4, and 5 of the best things we're going to do on the trip. Number one is probably the snacks. Number two is probably the dinner that we have.
Because
I'm going to let loose on the dinner. I'm going to drink. We're not going
and
anywhere.
And the whiskey. Right.
The whiskey. We're going to be in Tombstone. I got to drink whiskey. So I think they're going to be 3, 4, and 5.
Did they let you go
five.
In that cave if you're just blackout drunk?
Can you
fall down things?
It's like mid-afternoon, though. Like, it's going to be like noon is when you're going to be in the cave.
I repeat my question.
I could probably be as drunk as I want. Evan just weighed in. Combos and time loops. So that's combos and a little, well, I'll just let you figure out what time loops might be. Combos is another great choice.
I remember to figure that one out, I think. So.
But see, this is why this is important for me. Because the snacks might make
combos
the trip.
Combos is a good call.
You know what? Of everything we've talked about, I think I want combos.
Combos is solid because it kind of mixes a little bit of everything.
Like
right?
with the cheese ones. You can't have those garbage, stupid peanut butter ones. Those are trash. You got to have...
The peanut butter ones, what?
Those are they have like, you know, peanut butter in the middle of the pretzel.
Oh, okay.
Trash.
I thought you were talking about like the crackers.
No. They're trash.
The peanut butters because those are solid.
I want combo with the cheese in it and that's it. I think that might be the one. Evan, I think that might have jumped up.
You can get different ones of those, too. You can get the pretzel with the peanut butter in it.
No, I just said those are trash.
You don't like those?
No.
Oh, those are pretty good.
No,
don't they have a chocolate one, too?
See, I'm not big on chocolate. I'm not that big on chocolate. If I'm going to commit, I want the cheese and the salt. That's what I want. I wouldn't say that combos would be on the regular. I don't think those belong on the regular list, but I will say... When you start thinking about them,
we did
money.
A whole segment.
We did a whole segment. Whole segment on snacks. We'll do more. You guys tweet at us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? What are the best road trip snacks? We will talk fantasy baseball. This could make or break my trip. The dinner will be important, but the snacks could make or break it. So this is important stuff. I'm the Welsh. That's Scott Bogman. We're doing big hitter stuff here on this week's edition of In This League. Don't go anywhere if you haven't already. We've lost so many listeners. It's not good.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In This League.
Talk about www.com.me, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
That's what's going on. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. That's Scott Bogman. I am Chris Welsh.
Hello.
Hello. Very glad to be back.
I think we need to close out this the snacks thing. Has there been anything that has come up on the list that you are now saying I have to stop at the convenience store before we head all the way out and get? Is combos it?
Combos is the one I actually do because I got to get gas when we do this. I legitimately want to get combos. What did Aaron send us?
The pretzels of Hanover.
Of Hanover, sweet and salty pretzel pieces. Those look incredible.
See, the problem is you're not going to find that in just regular convenience store.
No way. And I'm not finding it in Tombstone, by the way. You know what I'm going to find?
You may not find it in Buckeye either.
No, you're going to find... Yeah, that's true. I'm not going to find it anywhere where I'm at. I don't know where the hell you find
that
stuff.
Not a lot of refined taste out there.
No. Yeah. Well, what are you trying to say?
Nothing.
Mike Schultler, he said ribs. What are you talking about?
Ribs hits... All the stuff that you just can't have
on a road trip. That's hilarious. What are you talking about?
I mean, that's something like I would make happen, but you couldn't do it.
I could see you on a road trip eating ribs. I like that. Yeah. So feel free. Keep tweeting at me. I want to know what.
That's all I can do from keeping eating ribs in the middle of this show.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Know that you care by telling me what snacks are out there. Ooh, Chex Mex. Absolutely not. Those are horrible. So
I'm not a big Chex Mix guy.
Nope, definitely not. Definitely no, thank not. You. So, but we'll
I
talk
like trail mix if it's M&M's.
Oh yeah, M&M's.
Just M&M's.
M&M's, cashews, and like the little chocolate pieces. Right?
That's not really. It's not really trail mix. It's just a bag of sugar.
It's just sugar. Oh, I love it. All right. Well, who do you think Shohei Ohtani likes? He's had a lot of traveling. What do you think his snack of choice is?
I don't know. Probably I had. We used to play the snack game at my work where we'd bring in different snacks, and somebody brought in a Japanese seaweed snack. Couldn't have been more disgusting.
My wife eats. You're talking about those like paper strips of seaweed?
Well, there's the paper strips, which I literally used to feed my fish when I had an aquarium.
My wife literally eats those. She'll buy like a package of it and just like munch those down. And I'm like, that is just like it tastes like.
I mean, does she put anything on them?
No, just in her mouth.
Oh,
they have flavored ones and it just tastes like
flavored
seawater.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It's just so gross.
That's no,
why I need
like,
snacks. She's not allowed to pick the snacks. I'm not
eating
seaweed.
It was a gross seaweed cracker wrapped in that seaweed stuff.
Gross. It's probably a healthy cracker too with like sesame seeds in it. And,
give me a break.
Oh, sunflower seeds. Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani is undoubtedly the most interesting story in all of baseball this year.
I mean, we can't stop talking about him. And it's like,
I wish we could, by the way.
At some point, like, he's going to go away and not be as much of a distraction or a buzzworthy type of player. But right now, it's just every single day he's doing something else.
And he keeps doing it. So much so, they moved him up to seventh yesterday, and he got a couple more hits. He got, what was it? A couple, dude. Shohei Ohtani leads the Angels in RBIs. Think about that for a minute. Think about that for a minute from a guy that's only probably playing maybe half the games in a week. They've moved him up in the lineup, and this guy, he wants more playing time. He is kind of arguing and fighting for more playing time. I think legitimately, if there are 6 days between starts, he wants to be out there four of those 6 days.
I think he should be out there five of those 6 days. You give him the day off. Well, I think four is probably actually good, like you said. You give him the day off after and the day off before.
Am I wrong about this? I'm just thinking about
maybe
this.
Not the day before, though.
Has he hit in one of his two starts?
I don't think so, no.
When does that happen?
When they play NL team on the road.
No, I don't think that would happen, because then he'd have to play the field. But like, he could DH and pitch at the same time in the AL. I think it's more likely to happen when he's playing against an AL team.
I just don't think they want him hitting if he's pitching, if they don't have to. I think in the NL, I'm interested to see where they put him in the batting order on that day, because he's got to move up. Two more hits tonight. They moved him up to seven. Guy's got to be hitting five. Hit him two.
I would love to see him hitting it, too. I think his initial spot, I think they're going to, like, lock him in at five.
Yeah.
That's where I think he locks into.
Incredible.
I do. So much so, we have really been, I mean, we've just been killing this. I understand it with how much we've talked about Ohtani. But you just can't help it when you talk about his value overall. I know last week we went as far as to do the Brian Dozier conversation, and Ohtani just barely lost to Brian Dozier. But after the dominance he has continued to show, are you more comfortable with the production he's putting up as being real? Or do you think this is an Eric Thames situation where he's going to end up, you know, like April's great and then it's going to all fall apart May and June and he's going to come back down to earth?
I think he's got a good bat, man. I think it's a lot better than what we saw in spring. I don't know what was going on there, but he just keeps hitting, man. He made the double that he hit yesterday. He made a nice adjustment on it and pulled his hands inside and put it right down the line. Like, he's a good hitter. So, you know, I mean, it wasn't the best pitcher in the world, but Hamill's pretty good. So he's a starter in the big leagues. So he's pretty decent.
Currently,
I don't know, man. He's good. He's a good hitter.
Currently, he has got a strikeout percentage of about 21%. I think that's okay. You want it to be under 25. That's a big marker. I mean, under 20 would be great.
I kind of want it to be under 20.
Yeah, you do. But I'm just saying, like, over 25, you got a real strikeout problem. 21 is manageable. Right. He is also walking 9% of the time. He's got a 367 average, 424 OBP, but a 400 BAPIP. So obviously there is a luck factor. What happens when reality kicks in a little bit and he settles down? You know, maybe he's got a 330 BAPIP, more like league average type of thing. You know, where do you think he ends up settling? I think he gets more time. And this only solidifies the stuff I said early in the preseason on our In This League show, where I said he is going to surprise people and have more at-bats
than
anyone expected.
Yeah, but then
you're
with everybody else. Come on, man. You're with everybody else at the end of the spring. He looks so horrible. No one expected this.
Well, but I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about the expectation. Yeah, I fully admit that. Like, I kind of came off the train at the very end, especially after I saw him live and in person.
Yeah.
But I'm saying early on, before we got jaded by stupid spring training stats, I wholeheartedly believe that whatever stupid projections were out there, he was going to beat them. He was going to surpass them by a heavy amount. And if you go look at updated projections now, Zips has him hitting 107 games with 323 plate appearances. That has moved up. Everything has moved up. He's now, dude, Box, every projection has him almost 300 at-bats. Almost 300
at-bats.
Well,
what's the batting
right
average projections there?
Let's see. Let's go. Zips has him at 257. Steamer has him at 272. When I go look at some of the numbers, Zips now projects him with 14 homers, 53 RBIs, 43 runs, and 4 stolen
bases.
Did
that
change,
though?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought that's what they had. Did it really?
No, this all changed. Nobody had these type of numbers. Nobody.
I thought somebody had those numbers.
No.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not sure if Steamer has changed, but Zips definitely wasn't like this. Nobody had him at 250 at-bats, and I was saying he could go over 300.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't he at this point, you know, with the way he's hitting? Obviously, he's going to hit some type of a slow streak. Everybody knows that. But what do you think his value climbs to now? Because, like, what do you have to trade to get him in a league where it's daily transactions and you can use him as a batter?
That's a good question, because we had talked about there is a deficiency in him with weekly.
Every day it goes up and up and up.
But you know what? You got to worry. He's like Bitcoin. He's a bubble. Like, it's going to burst at some point. You know what I mean? Like, this is Bitcoin in December. It's at an all-time high. He's at 19,000 on the Bitcoin, on the Ohtani coin. It's going to come down a little bit, but I don't think there's a market correction that's going to crash, because, you know, the skill set he's showing offensively, it's pretty promising. And then when we go and look, like, let me pull up the pitching side just so we have live stats here. In those 13 innings and 2 games, he's not walking guys. He's striking out guys. And his xFIP is better than his ERA. He's got a 2.08 ERA. His xFIP is 1.83. All the stuff is intangible. They have stuff here. And his pitch mix, by the way, he is throwing his fastball 44% of the time, which he's getting at 97. That's his average. Slider at 21% of the time. What is SF? What the hell is that pitch? What the hell is that? Split finger. I don't know why Fangraphs has it like that. Split finger 31% of the time.
And it's SPLT.
Yeah, and a curve just about 3% of the time, roughly. I mean, that is a good mix of stuff. Fastball, it's a splitter, devastating. Slide out, good strikeout pitch. He's even dropping in a curveball. His pitch mix looks good. His stats are lining up. He's getting enough rests, which are working out for him. People are going to catch up a little bit. It's going to happen. I don't think he levels off to a point where it's going to be a big detriment. So it comes back to your question of what you just said. What do you have to trade to get him? I kind of think it comes back to the Dozier line, which we created.
I think it's gone above that at this point. In a league where you can use him as both, you know, like we talked about the weekly stuff before, obviously his value takes a hit there. But I don't know, man. I feel like you have to give up a little bit more than Dozier at this point.
Well, like what?
I don't know
where
how much
are you
higher
going with this box.
You can go. Would you give up Strasburg?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think I would.
That's rough, man.
I mean, I don't like Strasburg anyway.
You definitely don't.
I'm trying to think of somebody. I'm trying to find ADPs here, but I'm having a rough time here. Yeah, you wouldn't give up Scherzer. You wouldn't give up. You know, Cole has had 11 strikeouts in his first three starts, and only one of the guys has done that.
Who? Garrett Cole?
Garrett Cole.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Garrett Cole is performing at a fantastic level. You trade Garrett Cole for Ohtani?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
You get both the stats. It's incredible.
I think Strasburg is a tough one.
What about Carlos Carrasco?
Oh, that's a really good one. That's a really, really good one. If, assuming the conversation is about being able to utilize him offensively, I think Carrasco makes some sense. He's definitely a DL stint at one point in this season, you know, coming up. So what if they have, I mean, he had 200 innings last year. But if Ohtani gets to like 160, 170 plus 300 at bats and 15, I think it might be Ohtani.
What if somebody offered you Polanco and Bumgarner?
Ooh, for Ohtani?
Yeah.
I'd be very tempted to take that.
What if you took out, okay, let's take out Bumgarner because his upside is obviously enormous. And we put in like...
Probably not.
what do we put in? Zach Godley.
No.
So Godley and Polanco for Ohtani is a no-go for you?
No-go for me. Unless I wanted the depth. I mean, I could see it, but no thanks.
I might do that.
Didn't I ask you Corbin versus Polanco? Or Corbin and Polanco for Ohtani?
Corbin and Polanco for Ohtani?
You're easily doing that if you're doing it with Godley.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing that.
You think Corbin is better? You do Corbin. You would trade Ohtani straight up for Corbin right now.
No. What are you talking about?
You would think about it.
No, I wouldn't. No, absolutely not. Corbin doesn't hit. And he's not the dominant pitcher that Ohtani is. Like Ohtani is real dominance. You know, Corbin is doing really nice stuff with the slider at this point. But I just, no way. I would not even come close to that.
Would you move one of these injured top guys like Anthony Rizzo or Josh Donaldson for Ohtani?
See, I think Donaldson I might do, because I'm really concerned about Donaldson, because they're like, his throwing was weird, and then they moved him to DH, and they put him back to third, and there's all this crazy stuff with it, and now he's on the disabled list. I think I would trade Donaldson. Rizzo, no, I'm not doing it.
You're not doing that. Okay. No. I think it's fascinating, and I know we have. I feel bad because we have just killed the conversation of Ohtani, but it just doesn't
every
stop.
Every single week, he moves up.
I know. You know what's so fascinating too?
He keeps doing this. He's going to wind up being a first round pick.
100%. I mean, that's where we're heading. But it's tough to have the conversation because we're only like in the third week
right.
of the season. It's tough to have that.
I mean, but that is the overall discussion. You don't just have to stick to Ohtani for that. There's plenty of guys that are hot, and you have to know whether you want to buy in or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great point. Like Polanco is one of those guys. But the other secondary thing to add to that, Boggs, is that you've also got, it really seems like a heavy-handed amount of guys that are going on the DL. And I feel like we have this conversation every year in every sport, but it's like Elvis Andrus fractured this. David Price was taken out of a game. Hanley Ramirez hit in the hand. You've got Rizzo, Donaldson put on there. Adam Eaton's back. Denelson Lamet, Tommy John surgery. When all of these guys, and Mighty Margot is out there, popular sleeper names, a lot of these guys are going on the shelf. Other players that are having these hot performances that have not proven long-term, I think their value rockets beyond their preseason value. Take a guy like Ozzie Albies, who is destroying baseball right now. And he was about like an eighth-round pick. And a guy like Ohtani, who was probably taken around him, those guys feel like second or third rounders right now, and they might be.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Speaking of all the injuries and stuff, maybe right now is the best time to sell Ohtani for some depth if you're one of those teams that has been hit with the injury bug. You know, there's many leagues that have five DL spots where, you know, guys have already seven dudes on the disabled
list. I have that in the league, actually, where I'm trying to think of, it was the Donaldson one. I lost Donaldson and my DL was already full. It's already full, and I have to put on the bench stupid Donaldson.
So not even, we can go away from the Ohtani situation, but do you think this is perhaps one of the years where it's more beneficial for you to trade away the better player for two good players because of all this disabled list nonsense?
No, it is. In a redraft league,
And
I would be active in trying to trade.
I don't mean to cut you off, but in that situation, the 10-day DL may be making it better overall for that situation to play out in your favor.
Yeah, I think
one good guy for two good guys.
In redraft, I'm more likely than not to be shopping Ohtani right now. Like, because it's going to burst a little bit. And
yeah,
he's doing it enough where we all have this conversation of like, oh my God, is this ever going to stop? Like, it doesn't feel like it's going to stop.
Speaking of Chapman, homered again today.
Well, I mean,
I won't stop.
It's the alt. Yeah, there you go. I mean, what if you went and got like, this would be a tough one, but like Barrios, who just struck out 11, and a guy like Matt Chapman, who's striking the world on fire. You know,
it's hard to pass that up.
It's hard to pull the trigger, and it's hard to pass that up, kind of. But Ohtani might be the game changer for you to build the team that wins a championship that he's not on. But we can talk more about that in a little bit more fantasy baseball coming up. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
That's nobody.
ITL.
Welcome back. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. We are In This League at InThisLeague.com. Go check us out. All the podcasts. You can join up with our Insider program. And you can catch the secret show, which will go down next week, where I am talking about my trip. I got a trip coming up after the show.
All the spooky stories.
It was a ghost. Ectoplasm is what it was. What is this, Bogman? BRM, BMUD Rock 04 on Twitter says, Land Jaegers are, hands down, as what is the best snack? Because I asked, what is the best road trip snack? Tweet me, is it the Welsh? He says Land Jaegers.
Land Jaegers.
Is
there an air Jaeger and a sea Jaeger also?
Is that like a water bear?
I have no idea.
I don't know what that is. I actually I copied what he wrote and put it in Google, and Google put its hands up like, I don't know what this is. It did.
Ask him what it is. By the way, pistachios, also another selection. You jerk.
Is that what just came in? Pistachios?
Pistachios, like I said at the beginning.
Yeah. Girth Algar comes in with pistachios. You know what? I'm okay with pistachios. I eat the ones that they're not in the shell. It's just, yeah. They're like the black bag with the green on it. Yeah. They're like $9 a bag. They're amazing.
$14 for a bag.
Yeah. They're amazing. But I could also get like a bag of Cheez-Its, a bag of combos, and some Sour Patch Kids for the same price of the pistachios.
Right, absolutely, yeah. And I really only like my pistachios in ice cream, so.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
You don't like pistachio ice cream?
No.
What's wrong with you?
No pistachio.
Why are you so picky?
I don't want pistachio ice cream.
I don't know. I don't know what your problem is. You got many problems.
I'll tell you what, though. Underrated, having Cold Stone on a road trip. And driving.
Yeah, yeah.
The ice cream?
I don't think that's underrated. I think it's rare.
That's a good point. You probably
have
to get
some. I think it's more rare. I think people like it when they do it, but it's not a
maybe concept. Like Baskin Robbins. That's more likely to be at some, like, you know, at middle of nowhere type of
place.
Can
I ask you something? Because I don't know about ice cream because I'm not a big ice cream guy at all. Yeah. Is Baskin Robbins low rent?
You know
or
what?
Or is it just like low rent compared to Cold Stone?
Baskin Robbins used to be the thing. But I think Baskin Robbins
flavors, right?
Yeah, I think it's kind of low rent now because everyone else is kind of bougie. Like Cold Stone is the standard, and then but here's the big thing: gelato spots are the bougie place. Everywhere is a gelato place, and you go get your gelato. So I would say Baskin Robbins.
What is the difference between gelato and ice cream?
I don't remember. Okay. This whole conversation, I literally was in a store one time, and I was with my mother-in-law, and I was like, and she asked, she was like, what's the difference? And I was like, I'm not really sure. And there's this guy, he's like, oh, I just heard you guys talking. I just had to chime in. I'm a chef. And then he had to tell me, and I was like, please jump off a bridge. I don't need to hear any of this. Like, I don't care what it is. But I would say that Baskin-Robbins is probably the McDonald's of ice cream now.
Oh, now see, that's...
I would say that Cold Stone is like the, if we were going to fast food, Cold Stone is probably like the Wendy's. The Whataburger, Wendy's. And I would say the gelato spots are like the In-N-Out or the White Castle.
So let's see. Gelato is the Italian word for ice cream and starts out with a similar custard base as ice cream, but has a higher proportion of milk and a lower proportion of cream and eggs or no eggs at all. It is churned at a much slower rate, incorporating less air and leaving the gelato denser than ice cream.
Oh, sounds good. Mm. I want some gelato.
Yeah, whatever. It's ice cream.
All right. Well, you can still tweet me.
I mean, gelato is the Italian word for ice cream. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but it's like better. It's more bougie. I'm telling you. It's just better. Like, and I don't, Baskin-Robbins, it's not good. Like,
I'll get like a Wild Hare twice a year and get some ice cream. I'm not a big ice cream person.
Bad take. I actually like McDonald's ice cream. And did you know it's
That like plastic?
Yeah, it's not even dairy. It's actually like vegan.
Cold plastic.
It's not even real dairy. I don't know why. There's something about the vanilla.
I think you immediately get cancer after you have McDonald's ice cream, right? Don't you have to go for chemo right after you eat it?
Probably anything at McDonald's. Probably. You know what, someday they're gonna want you to come in, and one of their selling points of coming into McDonald's will be like insulin, you know, like needles that you can just come in and change the needle and get your insulin while you eat your McDonald's. Like, that'll be the sell of why you should actually not get Uber Eats or something.
Well, if that makes them get the 44-ounce sodas again, I'm all for it.
Never gonna happen. It's gonna be like 8-ounce sodas. And then you can just keep refilling.
Because
it'd be like, you know what? It's really good, because then people have to get up and walk to the thing. It's like, okay, you idiots. It doesn't make
the large sense. Keeps getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I like places that haven't like sold out, you know, that like their medium is a large. And then like, if you have a girlfriend who wants you to get a small, and then she's like, what the hell? That's too big. And you're like, good job, you guys. You did good. Don't give in to the government. Fight the man. Fantasy baseball conversation, of course, but we've got the snack conversation that you can weigh in on. Let me know.
I feel like the snack conversation more divisive than the fantasy baseball.
Great point. Yeah, I mean, I would say the road trip snacks is more divisive on should you trade Ohtani or not. I really do. But let's.
Would you trade two bags of that pistachios?
Yes.
For Ohtani.
100%.
I don't know. That's like $28 for the pistachios.
I mean, it's a lot. Yeah, maybe if you throw combos in there, I got a problem. Or some Pringles.
Got a deal.
I like the small can of Pringles, by the way.
The small can, like the okay.
Yeah, not
well,
the big
you,
one.
You like that because you could eat a whole large can in one sitting. So
without
the small can
question.
Is nice because you kill that. And
can
don't
you
feel
not?
Less guilt. No, absolutely. I didn't mean you. I meant like you, as in people listening.
Oh, I okay.
Anyone.
Last one. I swear to God, this would be the ultimate snack. This is what this. Okay. I'm going to get you inside of my fat brain. When I have a day where I'm going to just live as the disgusting piece of S that I am, when I'm at that point, there's a specific snack that just sets me over the top. And I'll treat it like a lunch because it's like 4,000 calories, it feels like. You go buy like the flavored, like the crisp chips, you know, like a Cool Ranch type of a chip.
Okay.
Or, you know, like they're almost like a Wheat Thin, but they're not quite. I'm like Air Crisp type of chips. Wheat Thins.
Are you talking about like kettle chips?
Not quite kettle. I can't think of what they're called, but they'll have like Cool Ranch or Nacho Cheddar or something like that. Wheat Thins work as well.
Okay.
And then you get the Sharp Cheddar spread cheese.
Ah, okay. Do you eat spray cheese?
Spray cheese. And you spray it on the crackers.
Yeah.
That's the fat meal. I get a box of Wheat Thins and the Sharp Cheddar spray cheese, and you just take it out.
Did I tell you that my uncle, RIP, by the way, he used to spray the cheese on Oreos.
Oh,
not
no.
a joke. I thought for years, I thought he was lying. And I came home late from something, and I turn around the corner, and I see him with the Oreos in the can.
Oh,
and
I thought, God! No! God, please, no! 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 No!
Gross.
I thought he was effing with me, but he did not hear me. He was deaf. So I see him doing it and I go, no. I do exactly what you just heard. And I grab his hands and I look at him and I go, open your mouth. Because I didn't believe him.
Ew,
I thought he was effing with me.
Grosser.
I thought he was effing with me. I thought he heard me come in and was doing that. And he opened up his mouth and gross Oreo and spray cheese, and I almost yacked.
I feel like that has to be the next food challenge we do in this league, like on a bet. Like, I want to have the Warhead challenge. We need to do...
Somebody has to eat a whole sleeve of Oreos with the spray cheese on top.
Like, you know what we should do? We'll have to make it a paid thing, too, because we need to make money off it, because it's going to be the grossest thing we've ever done. Is you and I, we both get the spray cheese and the Oreos, and we see who can eat more.
Oh, God, I don't want to do that.
I just
threw up peeps like a month ago.
I think that might be a really good one. And we have to see who taps out first. And the winner gets 70% of the purse. That's what we'll do. It'll be a paid thing. People create the purse. We have a minimum. Once we have it, winner gets 70%
of the purse.
See, what
we need to do, though, is we need to do, like, you know how the charities, you'll give like 50 cents a mile for how long someone runs or walks or whatever they do. We need that per Oreo. We need a sign-up sheet.
That's a good point. Well, that's what we said, a minimum.
So
we need to be like
three Oreos. People only know whatever, $3 or $1.50 or whatever it is. But if we go deep, we go 20 Oreos a piece with that stupid squirt cheese on it. First of all, I'm gonna die with a stroke. But now the purse is getting big.
Oh no, I'm trying to lose weight too. I would struggle at that right now because of everything that's going on. I think that's it. We might have to do that. So be on the lookout for that in thisleague.com. All the the world breaking stuff we're doing. All right. While we still have a few minutes here, let's talk not about snacks or food or throwing up, but let's talk about some of these fantasy baseball players and whether we are buying or selling. We just talked about Shohei Ohtani in how we're treating him. I think both of us kind of agree we're kind of in a sell mode on him, as long as it's high. It's got
to
be.
You have to be.
It's got to be something where you're like, well, I got to do this.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can't sell him short, but I think in general, when someone starts out that white hot, they can't keep that pace the entire season. So you kind of have to be in sell mode.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so let's talk about some other hot guys, some hot performances,
guys,
and whether we are buying or selling. So I'll let you, Bogman. I'll let you hit it.
All right, how about we've talked about him a little bit, Didi Gregorius. What do you think about Didi so far? I mean, every time I look, Didi Gregorius is driven in another run.
Yeah.
It just always keeps popping up. He's hitting, where'd it go? My thing froze up here. He's hitting .333. He's got three bombs, 12 RBI, 11 runs, and two swipes already. He only had three all year last year, and he's only played 13 games. What do you think about?
You mentioned this on our last In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast, and I'm in agreement with it, that the position of shortstop has the talent pool has lessened and lessened, and with the injuries, you know, to Xander Bogaerts and who the hell did we
Andrus,
yeah, we just lost Andrus. With that, I think it really changes the game up a bit, where I don't think I needed that because I was already buying into Didi, but more so this is a buy. I'm not looking to sell Didi at a high because I don't think you can get the return value. I think there's still something to be said about purchasing him at this point. I think it might not be astronomical, but I'm a buy on Didi's performance for this year.
What about, we already talked about Chapman.
What are you?
Bit.
Are
what
you
about,
a buy or sell?
I'm a buy on Didi. I think that's, it is known, the Welsh. I was a Didi guy going into the year. I love him hitting in that Yankees lineup. He's driving in all these runs, driving in Stanton and Judge and all those guys. And the guys at the bottom of the lineup have been fairly hot too. Aaron Hicks hit another bomb yesterday, so they've been good. So I think I'm definitely a buy. What about DJ LeMahieu? Because I clowned on DJ LeMahieu a little bit before the season started, because this guy, you know he's going to hit really well. He hit .310 last year. He hit .348 the year before that. But he's like, last year he had 8 bombs and 6 swipes. The year before that, he's 11-11. So he's barely a .010 guy usually. But he already has 4 homers this year. He's hitting .351, which would be the highest he's ever hit. We don't think that's going to stay the same. He's got 4 bombs. He's got a swipe. His BABIP isn't astronomical. His career is .352. He's at .356. So he just looks like he's added a little bit of power. What do you think about LeMahieu moving forward?
I'm also a buy on him. I like him because he's one of the, he was a lower cost, in the post-100s, high average type of guy. He sets at the middle infield, second base spot, especially if you kind of missed out on it. And you're getting extra benefits right now. So he's one of those guys, maybe similar to Didi. I don't think the perception is going to be there for you to get what you deserve, type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, the best that you're going to be able to do is you're going to have to purchase, you're going to have to purchase like a really underperforming player, but probably not like a crazy high underperforming player. Like, you're going to have to find somebody like in the 80s or 90s to buy. And I don't think it's worth it. And I think his production level is enough to go with. So I'm buying it.
Yeah. I think I'm going to stand by what I said in the preseason. I don't think that this power is going to stay. I don't think, like, how many homers do you think for him? Because I'm going to say 12.
I think that's about right. 12 to 15 is I mean, I think 15 is a plus off of what you thought you would get. Like with DJ LeMahieu, if you got 15 homers, stolen bases, you know, 15-15, you got 60 RBIs, call it 90 runs and a 300 average, I mean, that's great. That's probably top 75 value, and you paid like 110 for him.
Yeah, yeah. So I think maybe I am a buy because I think he could finish above where he was going, but I don't know. I'm not selling anything great for him, so I think I'm going to stay a sell.
Let me ask you this one then, because he just did it last night. You kind of referenced it before. We talked about him in the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast, the most recent one, where we said, who are you buying? Whose early season performance are you buying? And it was between Corbin, Swanson, and Matt Chapman. Matt Chapman is just continuously on a tear. He's now hitting 365. He's got 5 homers, 12 RBIs, 12 runs. He just is rocking. His strikeout percentage is down. His walking percentage is up. OBP everything. Do you buy Matt Chapman right now?
I mean, I buy him to be better than what we thought, but I think as far as fantasy goes at this point, I would have to sell him. I think that he's not going to hit 347. I don't think this power streak is going to stay, even though he has legit 30 home run power. I think that he's going to come crashing back down to earth at some point.
Really?
So, I mean, I think he's still going to be way higher than what we initially thought for him. But I think that you can get more than you deserve in trading Chapman right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I'm just not sure it's the case. I mean, a lot of these guys, I guess what we're talking about are guys that I'm just not sure you can get the value. Let me do one more quick one, and then we're going to be getting out of here for the hour. What about Jose Ramirez with the Cardinals, who has been as awesome?
Jose Martinez.
Jose Martinez. I think I always do that. Jose Martinez. Hitting 364, 442 OBP, 3 homers, 14 RBIs. A higher walk percentage than strikeout percentage. He is a 7% strikeout percentage right now. You buy or selling Jose Martinez?
Man, this one's tough.
These are guys that you're getting incredible return values on that we've talked about.
I'm going to sell him. I think he's going to come back down to earth. That dude's super loud at the plate. I like that walk rate, but it's 6 walks to 4 strikeouts. I think that's going to come way back down. I think I'm going to sell Jose.
I feel like I got a great debate for the next show. Maybe we'll do it for the End of the Week Fantasy Baseball podcast for this Monday episode, which, by the way, we got Jason Collette joining us from FanGraphs.
Yeah.
Jose Martinez versus Matt Chapman.
That's
rest
a good
of
one.
Season.
I think, should I get my answer now or do we want to wait?
Let's wait. We'll tease. Okay. Listen to the podcast. In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast. It'll be coming out this Monday. Jason Collette's joining us. Maybe we can bring that one up because I think that might be a pretty solid one to talk about. Well, that is the episode in its entirety. But remember that we still have another hour. So why did I say that? It's because Bogman and I, we say goodnight as far as our duo. But you're getting another hour of me talking with Chris Blessing from Baseball HQ.
Landjagers, we got an answer, by the way.
What is it?
It's a meat jerky stick, but better.
So jerky.
I like that. That sounds great.
So it's jerky.
Yeah, it's but better.
Okay.
And it's on a stick.
Oh, like a kebab.
Meat on a stick is always solid.
I mean, that might be a really good one. All right. Well, hey, if you've got takes on the best road trip snacks, hit me up. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? You send those over to us. We got prospect talk, Juan Soto. I'm going to give you some of the top performing prospects over the beginning of the minor league season. That's all coming up in the next hour with a preview of Prospect 1. That is Scott Bogman. I am Chris Welsh. I'm going to go do some ghost hunting, so get at me with those snacks. I'm going to need some stuff coming back. InThisLeague.com, that's where you hit us up. Let's go with the prospect talk. We'll be back.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.